Okay, so I want to share with you a few words of Chizuk. The Schosefur Shalema, the Gatzel Avram Ben Yehudas. And it's a Chizuk because what I'm going to share with you is that sometimes when you give up is when the Chas V'Shalom powers are given to lose. And as long as we're fighting, you don't. And I want to explain to you the irony that we're talking about this Parashat Shemais is the source of this concept in the Torah. That the word is, there's a Gemara built on a very famous story that Chizkiyo HaMelech got very sick. I'll tell you the story very quickly. It's a Gemara in Brachas. Chizkiyo HaMelech got very sick. And Yeshaya Navi walks into him and tells him, you're going to die. It was already stamped in heaven that you're going to die. So he says, what did I do wrong? He says, because you decided not to marry. Now, Chizkiyo had a very spiritual reason not to get married. He saw with Ruach HaKodesh, he saw with a vision that he was going to have a grandson named Menashe, who was a very evil king who made the whole class. So he decided not to get married. So Yeshaya HaNavi, I want to explain, you're not a doctor in a white coat. Yeshaya HaNavi, right? You all heard of him. One of our main Nevi'im comes in and says, you're toasted. It was decided in Shemayim that you're going to die because you didn't marry. He says, well, I don't know, but maybe do me a favor. Let me get married now. He says, no, it was decided. Listen to this. Chizkiyo HaMelech turns to Yeshaya Navi. He says, Yeshaya, Kali Nivuascha, finish your prophecy, Vitzei, and get out of here. I have a Messiah from my grandfather, David HaMelech. These words, I want you to listen to these ones. Afilu Cherev Chado, even if a sharp knife is munachas, is put on Savori Shalom, on the neck of a person, which means there's a sharp knife pushing down on your throat. You can't. And listen to what Chizkiyo says. This is, they came to tell him that Shemayim was already stamped, that he's dying. He says, get out. And he said, I'm going to daven. He davened and he overturned it. So the Gemara uses this source, that even when it's already stamped, we have a Kabbalah that David HaMelech says, no. Afilu cherev chada, don't give up. And what's ironic, and I feel I have to say this, is the source of this is a pasuk in this week's parasha. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Egyptian, and he has a life sentence. You know this? They want to kill him. Paro's looking to kill him. And they catch him, and what happens? You remember the story? They bring him to the executioner's place. They take an axe, and they're about to bang off his head, and his neck turned into stone. This is a Rashi in this week's parasha. And can I ask you an obvious question that the Mefarshim ask? Why did Hashem have to make that he got caught? And they're about to chop his neck and turn his neck into stone. I have a much easier idea. Hashem should have made that he escapes. You ever thought about that question? No, right? Is it a good question? He gets caught. Everyone knows he's getting killed. They bang him with the axe. And what happens? They can't kill him. Why that? Is it a fair question? The answer is, it's coming to tell us exactly this concept, and this is with a source, that even though he was being axed in, don't say it's too bad. Now, I want you to know that I always understood this as, oh, it could still happen. There is a medrash on a pasuk at the helmet, which I'm not going to go into now, Perek Mem Aleph, that says there's a certain times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves the opportunity to get healed till that moment. Because the test lies in that moment. It depends what the test is. We don't know. He says there are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets a person get sick. He doesn't heal him. And when he gets to that time, Hashem says, this is the moment I'm waiting for. If you're holding strong, again, I'm not a Navi, and neither is any one of you. But we don't know when is the time. But I just want to say one thing. The word despair in Hebrew is yish. In Halacha, you know when we ever use yish? When you have an item that you lost, no one's allowed to take it till a point called yish. Yish means despair. When you say, oh, I'm never going to find it, a guy's allowed to take it. The Sfarim tell us the same thing works when it comes to our life. Hashem is a partner in our life. Okay, as a matter of fact, you know the Gemara says there's three partners in every person. Hashem, father, mother. Are you familiar with that Gemara? And there's a halacha that one partner is not allowed to do any business transactions without another partner. And there's a question asked, how could Hashem, if he decides to take a life, how could he take the life if what? If the father and mother don't allow it? Good question. This question was asked. You know what the Mepharshim say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a doctor in a white coat to say, you got no hope. Then you give up. Then you relinquish your rights. And then you're not a partner anymore. Interesting? We don't give up. Give up means that the Midas Adin, we call it. The Midas Adin is not evil. It's just the thing that pushes punishment and pushes whatever that is can take over. What do you mean? Giving up means we lose rights. We lose a certain ownership. Understand that we cannot give up. And this story has been used. One of the visions of Rebbe's had a grandson whose doctors gave up, and he told this thing to his grandson. He said to his son, he says, if the minute you give up ownership, then Hashem can do, he decided he should die. If you don't give up, he can't do it. It means we don't realize how much giving up has to do. And that's part of the test sometimes. They need that giving up. No, we're not giving up. There's a special concept in halacha that there's a refuah shalema when a person is deathly ill. There's if you remember the second bracha of Shema, it says Mechayim Esim, and then it says Roifei Chayim, and then again Mechayim Esim. It's talking about, and the Mefarshim say, what is there after Tchias and Mesim, where is there refuah, right? If we're talking about when Mashiach comes, the resurrection of the dead, right? Where does refuah come in? And if you go through the bracha tomorrow, the second bracha, you'll see, it says Mechayim Esim, Roifei Chayim, and then it says again Mechayim Esim. And the Rishonim tell us the second Mechayim Esim is talking about the resurrection of the dead when Mashiach comes. The first Mechayim Esim is going on when a person's life is given up medically. Hashem has something called Chias HaMesim then as well. This Rishonim tell us this. That means I need to say one thing. I'm not promising, I'm not saying. I'm just asking you for one favor. Understand that there's no end game in Yiddishkeit till it's over. And I'm sorry, and I know doctors have statistics, and we've spoken about this over the years when we learned. We are not statistic people. Everyone knows that Avram and Sarah both biologically cannot have children. Are you familiar with that? We spoke about this. Why the couple that has to have the Jewish people, why they both, and we spoke about this, and I mentioned this to you right when we heard this bad news. This is just how it goes. We don't. I'll tell you a true story. There's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael who shared the following story. There was a doctor in America, I forgot which state, who refused to see Orthodox patients. He only got into trouble for it. And he said, they made me look stupid multiple times where I sent a guy home to die. It's a true story. They went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they went to Gadol, they got a bracha, and then boom, and I look like a fool. I don't need it. I'd rather just do it the non-Jews or the secular Jews. I tell them they're going to die, and they die nicely. They listen. It sounds crazy. I'm telling you a true story. There are people, I can tell you, and I shared this with you many months ago when this bad news started, people who I know who the doctor sent home for hospice who had a full-fledged refuah shalema. Why am I, what's my point, There was a very famous doctor in Eretz Yisrael. He was a secular doctor. His name was Dr. Moshe Rachlovitz. And in the 60s, there was a famous rabbi named Isser Zalman Meltzer. And by his funeral, he lived till 84. And he said at his funeral, every medical book should be burnt. Every medical book. So what happened? Listen to a true story. Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer was a chassan, about 20-something. And he developed a heart issue. And they told him he's finished for life. He was actually engaged. So obviously the Kala's family wanted to break the shidduch, right? And she refused. She said he's a special guy. I don't know. The doctors, she said, I want to meet the doctor. She sat down with the doctor. The doctor promised her he's not living over here. Give up. So her family is really adamant she breaks the shidduch. She thought she's going to go to the Chafetz Chaim, right? When the doctors, let's forget the doctors. Let's go. Chafetz Chaim told her, my dear daughter, I'm not telling you he'll be a healthy person. But long life has nothing to do with being healthy. Long life gets decided. It's not connected. He can be a sick man and live a long life. Go ahead with the shidduch. 24, he lived till 84, exactly 60 years later. He was medically, I tell you, when he died, his doctor said, this proves he should burn, as a doctor, I'm telling you, said all medical books should be burnt. That obviously doesn't mean it literally, but what's his point? It doesn't make sense because we have to realize that we are not bound by regular rules and regular statistics. It's something the Gemara tells us that there was a certain illness that only killed Jews and not non-Jews. And the Gemara said, why? The Gemara says, because non-Jews eat certain creatures that end up having a positive effect. And this illness, because they eat these fish, they actually, the Gemara just says they're made out of different, there's a whole difference. So what I want to share with you, my dear friends, and I'm asking you to pass your test. Gary's got to pass his test. Harry has his test and Barry has his test. Everyone's got their own test. What's our test? As being close friends watching. Our test is not to get impressed by what's being said, which means deal with it. But if your prayer is getting less genuine or sincere because of what you're hearing, because the doctors are talking maybe that this, they're talking that, that, guess what? Then we're failing. That doesn't mean not you can't listen to what the doctors are saying and be realistic. But if you, and it doesn't mean that this is for sure going to be a miracle. If you don't believe that this could happen, besides being a heretic, you're just stupid. Because there are stories, many stories, of people who, I always say over the story, my own Rosh Yeshiva's father-in-law, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, who at 41 or 42 was told by the doctor, the top doctor in Mount Sinai, he's going to live 6 months. He said, you don't have a heart, so he goes 6 months. Passed away at 86 or 87. He lived over 40 years with no heart, heartless in a different way. Literally, I knew the man. He gave 7 shurim a day. To the last day, he said shir to the last day. And he ended up dying of a growth, nothing to do with his heart problem. So he went without a heart for 40 years. Guys, I'm not telling you stories I heard. I'm telling you stories that I've seen. What I want to bring out is that these things are B'yad Hashem. If we decide between ourselves that we're thrown in the towel, then guess what? We just gave up our right. Our faith is going to be what's going to keep us, and most likely keep him. When you talk, when we speak, I talk. I mean, again, I don't know maybe what you know, but and I'm happy to listen. But I just, what I'm asking you all as a favor for him and as a favor for us, the lesson of Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu was not, if he would have escaped, we wouldn't have the inspiration. He was caught, axed, and saved that way to teach us the lesson that the Torah wants in Parsha Shmos. When you throw in the towel, you know, I can only think of one time, there must be more, where the Torah says to someone, Malach, what's wrong with you? It's interesting. Where the Malach tells, so if you remember the story with Hagar, you know, Avram, when she ran away with Yishmael, he gets sick and she throws him under the trees. You remember that story? So Yishmael, so she throws him under the trees. And the Malach comes. It's an amazing thing. He says, Malach, what's wrong with you? Altiria, don't be scared. Where does that come in? So I saw one of the Sfarim. It's a brilliant thought. Malach means you're nuts. You're throwing a kid under because you're giving up hope? Don't you know anything about Hashem? It's interesting. The Torah, the Malach tells her that those words. Malach, what's wrong with you? You know, you don't find that often in the Torah. I ask you, Malach, and I ask myself, by the way, it's very easy for me to share this with you. I'm having the same thoughts you are. Every human being has these thoughts. We're all impressed with those white coats and that Harvard degree. We are. Let's be honest with ourselves. We can't be. Whatever happens is B'yad Hashem. But just as now, it's B'yad us. Our davening. And like if you're getting a little more skeptical that maybe my davening doesn't work, maybe this doesn't work, just remember, we're throwing in the towel. And when there's yish, when there's giving up hope, we relinquish ownership. Malcolm Mavis can do what he wants. That's my request and that's my plea. It's this week's parasha. We learned this from Moshe. Let's internalize this and that'll be the greatest chosfer. You know, that's how I look at it and I want everyone to think about that. And we're going into a Shabbos and just these days and this we have to strengthen ourselves. It's just, that's the inspiration for Parasha Shmos.